You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning on this Wednesday, July 23rd. Today in Belgrade, new details are emerging about how the country's most wanted man, Radovan Karadzic, evaded police for 12 years. This was an arrest warrant that warned of his flamboyant behavior, and the Bosnian Serb wartime leader, who's been indicted by a UN war crimes tribunal twice on 16 counts of genocide. Well, he lived up to that flamboyant behavior, living out in the open, heavily disguised. Now he's being held in Belgrade pending extradition to the Hague tribunal. For more, we're joined by the New York Times correspondent, Stephen Erlanger. Welcome.
Thank you.
Now, give us some of the details of this man who was wanted for a dozen years for some of the world's most atrocious crimes against humanity. And there he was, right in Belgrade, practicing medicine.
Yes, he was. He grew a big beard, and he changed his hair, and he put on eyeglasses and changed his accent, and lived in the alternative medicine community, where he actually published articles and gave lectures. The Serbs deny it, but it does seem that a Western intelligence agency tipped them off that Karadzic was in New Belgrade. And the difference is that you now have a government in Belgrade, which is pro-European, which was a big change, and they acted speedily to arrest Karadzic. The previous government of Prime Minister Koštunica wasn't quite so quick.
And no, in fact...
I
was going to say, not to interrupt you, but I just want to finish that thought. In fact, the administration prior had taken a lot of criticism for not coming up with him. Let's listen to the BBC's Audrey Carville grilling the Serbia's foreign minister.
Well, I'm not a security expert, so I can't really answer this question in detail.
Oh, come on. It's a purely political question, isn't it? You didn't have the will to do it up until now.
Well, I've been in office for the past 2 weeks, and I think that we have demonstrated only two weeks into our term in office that we're very serious. I mean, this is a political priority for this new government of Serbia, European integration.
And Stephen, the new administration, they got serious real quick, and in part because of what you just mentioned, right? They want to get into the European Union.
Yes, and what Brussels had done is it made better relations with Serbia conditional on full cooperation with the War Crimes Tribunal at The Hague, and that means arresting and handing over not just Karadzic, but the man who probably is considered most responsible for the massacre at Srebrenica, which was Ratko Mladic, who was the head of the Bosnian Serb army and served under Karadzic. There's a third person who was head of the little Bosnian Croat state in Bosnia also, who's at large. But getting Karadzic out after such a long period of time, after so much jumping up and down by the West, after all these failed raids, is a very important sign for the Serbs. And there are a lot of Europeans who, you know, understand that they need now to help support a government that's taken a fairly controversial step. Belgrade's quiet, but, you know, the nationalists still see Karadzic as a form of hero.
And in the greater European community, this was seen as a step towards cementing that quiet and moving Serbia forward.
Absolutely right. I mean, there are big problems that remain, especially in Kosovo, which has declared independence, which Serbia regards all over its political spectrum as part of Serbia. But that's for another day. I mean, the fact of the matter is this Serb government is new. It's taken a big step toward Europe. Europe feels it should respond. And Europe feels that its conditionality of relations on Belgrade was a very important pressure point to get the government to move.
Now, Radovan Karadzic, he's never acknowledged this UN tribunal. What happens at this point? Does he fight extradition to The Hague?
Well, his lawyer's trying to do it. And there's a period of time, a few days, where the legal processes go through. I would be very surprised if Karadzic isn't in The Hague by Friday.
Oh, that quickly?
Yeah, maybe early next week. And then the long process of a court case proceeds. Now, I presume they've already done the indictment, they've done some of the work, but it's always different, and I doubt he's going to cooperate very much with the tribunal. You never know. And these things are actually not so easy to prove. Let's not forget he is accused of something, and, the case has yet to be made.
Right.
It's very difficult to prove direct responsibility for someone else's killing other people if you don't have the paper trail, if you don't have witnesses. It's very, very difficult. It's something the tribunal ran into a lot of trouble with when they tried
previously
to convict. Yes. The
so very big question. Yes. So very big questions to come. Stephen Erlanger, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Stephen Erlanger, New York Times correspondent, filling us in on the latest in Serbia.
It was a dramatic scene on Capitol Hill yesterday.